let's double your business revenue. How? Arian helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arian can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arian as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. They are stunning numbers. Success in your career isn't measured in how much technical skill you have, but how you interact with others. I sat down with Deb Renner and Candace Johnson from Tarot International and first asked Deb, so for people who are not familiar with Tarot, what is it you folks do?
I'm so glad you brought that up because that's true. Even locally, there are people who are still discovering who we are. We're a company, an interpersonal skills training company founded by Rowena Crosby, and this month we're 25 years old.
She started when impressive? She was 12.
Yes, exactly. 25 years old, we work domestically, we work globally. We bring the interpersonal skills to clients in corporate settings and different businesses and industries. And we are thrilled this year. We have actually published a book, Your Invisible Toolbox, which just won the Benjamin Franklin Silver Award.
Yay.
So we have an award-winning book along with what we feel is the best interpersonal skills training in the market.
And when we talk about interpersonal skills, Deborah, what are we talking about and why is it so important?
Well, 15% of the reason that people get a job, keep a job, and advance in a job, that is based on their technical ability. 85% is based on their people skills.
I think that is so amazing. And you know, still to this day, many HR professionals take a look at the technical side of an individual's resume rather than really giving that person an opportunity to shine with their interpersonal skills.
Well, and the interpersonal skills are the differentiator because we have to be able to work on a team. We have to be able to work with our manager as we grow up in our career. We have to be able to manage others. All of those are our interpersonal people skills.
So important. Well, we're going to be talking today about a certification process. And I think this is one of those other things that sets Tarot apart, is that you just don't hire folks to come in and do whatever.
No, we really don't, Michael. We do promise our clients that every class is going to be delivered with the same level of professionalism, regardless of who the trainer is. And so because our company has a strong emphasis on learning and the research on interpersonal mm-hmm. skills, it's very important that our trainers are not only experts in the content that we have here at Tarot and that delivery, but in the physical delivery as well. And so they come and they learn how to present information in a way that persuades people and motivates people to want to act on that information. And they also come to learn how to create a safe environment, how to make sure that they can guide adult learners through that process of taking in new information, incorporating sometimes skills that don't feel very comfortable because they're different than how we've done things. And they come to be certified to be able to learn how to do that expertly. So we can promise our clients that no matter who's in the room, if it's a tarot trainer, it's going to be the same experience. It's kind of like the McDonald's hamburger, so that the experience will be the same for participants, regardless of the trainer and regardless of the content or the topic.
This is one of those things that sets the company apart because you're investing in your employees, just as you indicate to other businesses that they should invest in theirs.
We really do. The certification process, our trainers that come to Tarot and go through the process do not pay for certification, and we do provide them the opportunity to have teach-backs and to work with them so that they can hone the skills as quickly and efficiently as possible. but we don't charge them for that. They do invest their time. And so we do, when people apply for tarot and want to be a contract trainer, we do have some things we ask them to do. Submit a video. They can go out to our website, www.tarot.com, submit a video, submit a cover letter and a resume and their interest in why they would like to pursue this. Then we meet with them. They come and audit the Impact Speak Your Way to Success course, because those are the actual skills sure. they'll use as physical delivery skills in training. And once they've done that, if they decide that this is for them, we do have them sign a contract, and our trainers only train for tarot. So whereas a lot of training enterprises are brokerage houses where you can train for a lot of different sure. people that come to learn our delivery methods and our content train only for tarot. That is a big differentiator as well.
And while you're based in the greater Des Moines metro, you have individuals that have been trained all over the United States, correct? So that broadens your base.
We do. And so we don't have a geographical issue with where someone is. And now we do a lot of the teachbacks virtually.
Sure.
And so technology. They're teaching back, yes, content and being able to really practice their skills just virtually.
How long does it take, Deborah, to become a certified tarot trainer?
That's the magic question, Michael, and it's different with each person, each candidate. We encourage people to, if they are interested, to really begin then to work on the content and work on their teachbacks and skills, because we don't like a lot of time to elapse in that process for them, because it makes it actually more challenging. So on the average, our trainers who have decided to pursue this will be working with us at least twice a week on content and on teachbacks on their physical skills to kind of get them through the first program, which is Impact Speak Your Way to Success, and then get them into another curriculum as quickly as possible. But there's no magic number in terms of how many months it would take someone to do that.
And what kind of attributes, what are you looking for out there in individuals that may be interested in joining Tarot International and then going through this certification process?
I appreciate you asking that. The things that we look for are the things that Rowena really encompassed when she started the business in terms of the values of what we were all about. And so we look for people who have integrity in terms of learning and in terms of why they want to be a trainer. Our trainers are amazing. The team that we have right now, they're just amazing individuals, and they're each very, very different, have levels of expertise in different areas. But our training is not about the trainer. We customize to the client, not to the trainer.
Sure.
And so they bring that wealth of experience, but we look for people who can actually do our program in the way in which we do it, so we can ensure to our clients what they're going to receive.
Now, when you're talking to prospective clients, I suspect that there's lots of intake that you have to do to be able to understand exactly what needs the client has. Who does that intake? Is that you or someone else on the senior team here, or do you allow your tarot trainers to go in and have that conversation?
That is such an important consideration. The intake is everything, because where we have programs and we have the research, it needs to be customized to the needs of whoever we're speaking to. And so that initial conversation is going to be with Vice President Ann Block. She's Vice President of Client Relations. Then as we further customize, that will come to me or to Ro, and we will take a look at how to pull together whatever it is that we need to fit their objectives.
How important that is. Well, this would not be a complete conversation if we didn't meet one of the individuals that has just signed on with you to take this certification class. And her name is Candace, and Candace is originally from the Memphis area and now makes her home in Washington, D.C. And Deborah, I can share with you that the moment I met Candace, she had all over her the stamp of tarot.
You know, and that's when you asked us, what do we look for? We do, people that come to us do believe what we believe.
Yeah.
And so they do have that level of honesty and kind of the tarot way. And there has been that branding of tarot that just exists and continues to exist that we're very proud of and is very important. And I would agree with you, Candace does exemplify that.
Bam, just right out of the box, right?
Yes.
Candace, welcome to the Business News Hour. So nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
This is an interesting career opportunity for you. Yes. What motivated you to work in the business of a training and an etiquette? And how did that all start for you?
Thank you for letting me answer that question. I've actually had an interest in etiquette since high school. I'm from the South, and being a debutante, participating in etiquette and pageants is part of the culture. And so I actually was a debutante in high school, and I won Miss Etiquette as part of that that experience. And so that exposure early on really opened my eyes to understanding about etiquette and the importance of it. And that's really where my interest and excitement for it grew. And once I finished college, or actually throughout college, there were several opportunities for dining tutorials in school. I went to Howard University. And so every time I saw an opportunity for an etiquette training, I was like, I'm there. So can I get in the front seat? So I really try to take all the opportunities to participate in those trainings. And once I had finished school and I was endeavoring to be a young professional, I started working in a different industry, and I realized that I wanted to have a little bit more impact. And I had studied communications. I enjoyed talking to people, but what I was doing was not that. It wasn't interactive. And so I really wanted a career that would allow me to use the skills that I had learned as part of communications, use the etiquette interest that I had developed in high school, but also work to make connections and network with others. And so I began to look for opportunities to do just that. I came across the Protocol School of Washington, and I got my eye on that. And I said, well, how can I go through their training? They have a protocol week, and then they also have a national etiquette week. And so about almost 3 years ago now, wow, I competed in that competition, and it is part of a video competition. You submit a video, or I think now you can submit an essay, and they choose their winner, and whoever wins gets their tuition.
The scholarship.
Exactly. So actually, I didn't win first place. I won third place in that competition, but it was still enough for me to support myself to go. I had been saving because I had my eye on it for a couple of years, and I was able to go through protocol school. So that's how I developed and continued.
Protocol school. That's fascinating.
And that's exactly the license that the curriculum that we license here at Tarot for all of our business etiquette. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Before she knew you, she did this, and then that led her to you.
To us, exactly, because that's what we formulate our business etiquette curriculum on, which is a very, very popular curriculum, very popular course.
Wow. Candace, when you decided to come to Tarot, were there any surprises that you encountered? I mean, you've already been through protocol school. You've got a wonderful handle on your comportment.
Thank you.
What? Any surprises when you got here?
I was just excited for the opportunity. I think the surprise was in going through the certification process. It wasn't a negative surprise. It was very positive. It was, wow, I get to learn this information. It's really great information. It's an opportunity to be out in front of others. So it really wasn't necessarily a surprise. It was just more so excitement to be a part of the team.
One of the things that you told me off mic, and I'm going to make you share this story, because I think it speaks to your character. Oftentimes, students go on spring break.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, you can go to anywhere in the country. Most of those places are where it's warm and sunny. But you took an alternative route at spring break when you were at college.
Yes.
And you went to my hometown of Detroit.
Yes, I did.
Tell me.
Yes, for spring break at Howard, they have an opportunity called Alternative Spring Break. They have different sites across the country. I think now they have one international site as well. And you apply to be a part of that team that goes to that location, and you just do community service for a week. I very much value community service. I very much value volunteerism. And so that opportunity in college was great. I was a part of maybe a 20 or 30 person team. I went to a city I hadn't been to before. I was able to interact with high school students and just really encourage them and inspire them to go to college and be involved in their community. And so that's something that I feel is also something that I translate to tarot, working with others, being in a part of the community and inspiring people.
Well, that again says something about your character. Rather than going south and having fun, you had fun in a different way, actually helping people and giving back to the community is a tarot trait. I know that there's lots of things that the organization does in communities all over. So you're now living in Washington, D.C. How's this distance between D.C. and Des Moines going to play into your work?
That's a very important question. I'm glad I get to answer that. It's based virtually, and Deb and I work through Google Hangouts. We at least we try to do twice a week. We log into Google Hangouts, and I stand in front of my TV where I have my PowerPoint hooked up, and I can click through it on my Surface tablet that's provided by Taro. And I just go through the curriculum. I teach back what that information is. She gives me the feedback to incorporate. We might go through it a second time. And that's really how I've been able to go through the training virtually, through Google Hangouts and working with Deb a couple of times a week.
And because you're in Washington, D.C., this will, well, as we said earlier, this will expand Taro's footprint out on the East Coast.
Yes.
And how important that is. What's the best part of all this experience?
For me, the best part is really being able to go out and into the community. I think one of the things that I feel, I'm a woman of faith, and I feel that one of the things God has told me to do is to go out among them. And being able to be in the classroom, share this information, work on speaking confidently, learn the skills, practice my memorization and retention skills is really allowing me to challenge myself, and that's been the best part.
I think it's incredible. Deborah, one of the things I needed to ask you, here you have this clearly a star in what it is she's doing, and I'm so impressed. How long do you hope she stays with you?
we see that people that are very interested and they're going to put the time in up front because it's a lot of time and it's a lot of hard work. You know, when our trainers stand up in front of a room, sometimes people think, oh, I would love to do that. I just stand
it's
up
hard.
And talk. It's very challenging. And learning all the research, all the content, all the physical delivery skills, it's not for the faint of heart. And so when we are, as a company, investing in someone's development, we have a pretty good idea that their intent is to stay on with us as a contractor. And they are contractors, so many of them have other businesses that are non-competitive to Taro that they do on the side. But we do kind of vet that out in the beginning of the process of certification to see what that candidate's interest is and actually following through. And if they put that kind of work in, you know, they're usually here to stay. We have a wonderful team right now.
How many candidates apply?
Oh, a lot apply. A lot apply. Some do not go through even submitting the video or going through that initial process. Some that will go through that once they really start to try to learn the material and bring it back here for teachbacks, recognize everything that's involved with it. It is not easy. It's a, you know, and for that reason, you know, we can remain very competitive because our trainers are top notch, and it's because they've put the effort in to learn the tarot delivery skills and the content and research.
What was it about Candace that made you sit up in your chair and say, this is golden?
We were really thrilled to meet Candace. We knew that her interest in the Protocol School of Washington, which is the research that we promote with regards to etiquette. The rest of our research is tarot propriety research. But Candace came to us with that certification and with that passion, that interest in being able to share this information with other people. And then the inclination to go down the road of certification, even though, you know, she's in the D.C. area, she doesn't get to have face-to-face time with us as often. She's at a point in her certification where we're able to get her into the classroom, and we work all across the United States. And so we can get her in the classroom, and she'll be on her road to actually being able to deliver our curriculum. So we're tickled about that.
What a great career opportunity for someone. And congratulations to not only Taro International, for picking the best of the best, clearly, but also to you, Candace, for making this choice. It's so nice to meet you. I really do appreciate it. Thank you, Deborah.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate it as well. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate this opportunity.
Once again, that was Deborah Renner and one of the newest additions to the Tarot International family, Candace Johnson. If you ever, ever had any doubt as to the future and worry about those kids, stop. Candace is lighting the path forward, and I was grateful for the opportunity to be with them both. When we come back, more from Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
All the world over, so is it?